Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 15th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
I'm great, although I have been super busy with work. I've been traveling, so I brought in some reinforcements for this morning. So, Puya, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You guys thought you got rid of me yesterday. I'm here. I'm still here. I had the dentist appointment in the morning. But now I get to hang out with you two on a beloved Liana Saturday featuring me.
Yes.
featured on the track. Like yes. CD Rexha.
No.
They just surprised me this morning. I was only expecting Liana. I was like, hey, Puya, like, when can I get you on the podcast again? He's like, I can't do it. Sorry, man. But then, boom, there you guys are.
Surprise. Well, we felt that the feeds were a little lackluster, so we wanted to surprise everyone, yeah. Spruce some things up.
I mean, if the house guests get Bieber Rexha, you guys should get something.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, this is going to be, there's not much to talk about.
Yeah. 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 We were like going over feeds, like, okay, nothing really happened. Yeah. That's all right. We're here. More people. It'll be
a good time.
Merry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are here to talk about everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And they were down for most of the day. So.
Yeah, that's I think the first update that I saw was maybe from 9 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Big Brother time, because feeds were down all day for the concert that Julie teased on Thursday. BB Rexha, who I had heard the name of, but am not super familiar with. So, you know. Exciting. I don't know. Does that top Ziggy Marley? I guess we'll find out.
My favorite thing about BB Rexha is the conspiracy that she's there for Tangela's delight, because apparently Tangela really liked her songs. And that's the only good thing about it.
Yeah. And she has one called Meant to Be.
Because that's
meant to be.
Meant to be.
Meant to be. But I love that Angela and Tyler now just don't care about their relationship in the house. So obviously it was meant to be.
Yeah, so the feeds are down for most of the day. They eventually did come back later in the day after the concert and the nominations had already taken place. Angela had, of course, nominated JC and Sam for eviction. JC's not happy about this, Puya.
I mean, it's not a surprise at all, right? JC has not been happy with touching the block on Thursday, and now he's also not happy with this occurrence either. He gets them into these like little fits, I would say, throughout the day, where it's kind of like trying to shake out of it. But JC, your bed has been made, just laying it at this point. You just got to know. And I don't think he does know.
So. Well, I think part of the issue was Angela, at least at the beginning of the day, never came out and said, you're not the target. You're definitely a pawn. And that was obviously irking JC all day. I mean, he has several conversations. Casey has to reassure him that, you know, he is the pawn. He's not going home. And so eventually he does talk to Angela, but that's definitely something else that's really bothering him.
Yes. Also, in her speech for the nomination, Angela said something along the lines of like, hey, JC, you and Sam both have a lot of jury votes, which is a little scary because neither of you have any blood on your hands, which really pissed JC off because he was like, I do too have blood on my hands. I've been behind every single one of these evictions. How dare you?
Yeah, it was really great because then he was like, I bet Brett is going to the jury house right now and telling everybody that I'm the reason why they're out of this house. Like, it's definitely all me.
Yes. So yeah, he's very annoyed about that. He's also, he won't be able to, I mean, granted he was already on the block once before, but he's like, it's annoying that I can't now say that I was never on the block. He's talking to Tyler and he's saying like, you know, that was the one thing I had against you. He's really trying to play up the fact that he thinks that Tyler can beat him in the final two, because he feels like, I think he's kind of recognizing basically my only shot here is if I have Tyler and if I can convince him that I am his best shot at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think also, you know, JC is accurately telling Tyler that KC will probably beat Tyler in the end because KC has such great relationships. So it's actually really funny that JC, you know, is actually telling Tyler what we believe to be the truth. I mean, you can never really predict the jury, but it seems to be that's the way that things might be headed. So it's just kind of funny to me that JC is like, oh, Tyler, like, well, see that you would probably lose to KC. Like, you actually might stand a chance against JC.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where it's like Tyler might just think that JC is trying to get KC evicted, because the plan that the JC has is if all we need to do is have one of us win the veto, we'll use the veto. We'll get KC on the block. We'll send KC home. KC can beat you in the end, Tyler. I can't beat you in the end, but KC can beat you in the end. All these people, Bailey, Rockstar, they'll all be voting for KC, Tyler. So make sure you don't take her to the end. You can't do that. It has to be me. It has to be me, right? Right, Puya?
Yeah, well, like, it's funny because we know what we're reading is that JC's not wrong here. KC is pretty much looking like the front runner right now. But then in the same vein, or in the same situation for me, the more JC tries to spew this, the more annoyed Tyler is going to be, and the less likely he is to want to listen to this. Not that it would be working in any way, but, you know, JC has nothing else he can do at this point. He's in this situation now where if the veto is won by Sam, he knows he's probably going to be collateral damage here. So he's got to try and do something.
I think my favorite thing, though, is Tyler being like, yeah, man, I totally know. Like, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. When, yeah, you know, we know he still wants to go to the end with KC.
Well, but do we? Because I don't know.
Do we know?
Because he hasn't said it in a while. And I feel like, I don't know, because he is saying to JC, like, you think I don't know I can't beat KC? Like, of course I know that. It's like, this is the kind of thing that Tyler often says to people when he's lying, but it could also be true. He has talked to JC a couple times in the past about like being like, we got to watch out for KC. She's winning a lot of competitions. And now he's saying like, of course I know I can't beat KC in the end. And plus he's telling Angela he loves her. So it's like, I don't know what Tyler's going to do. And I want to know, Tyler, just tell us what you're going to do.
If only there is a way for production to give us insight into what someone was thinking without any of the other house guests being around. But no, instead we hear that Tyler gets asked to the diary room to talk about Angela's smile. Really useful information.
That's the hard-hitting questions we need answered. So
yeah, I think it's because they know that like this is the one bit of intrigue left in the season of like, what is Tyler gonna do? And so they're like, no, we're gonna hold this back until the end. And I know he said like it's because we keep getting conflicting information where it's like, you know, when he's talking to people, he's saying, I know I can't beat KC. Certainly basic, you know, logic, common sense says that he recognizes that he should be taking Angela. He's, you know, Angela's saying she's in love with him. He's saying he loves her. That would say something to this idea that he would take Angela. But also in the show, in the diary room, he's saying, you know, Case has been my number one since day one. Does that mean that she will be until the end? I don't know, but it does kind of imply that he's still on board with the previous statement that happened like over a month ago at this point, that he said he wanted to take Casey to the end. So I don't know.
Well, that's actually really funny that you say logic would dictate that he should take Angela, but Tyler's not a logical player. And that's what we've seen consistently throughout the season. It would just be so hilarious to me that if Tyler's biggest strength, which is his emotional gameplay, is then ultimately his downfall when he ends up taking the wrong person because he can't see the logical answer. I don't know. That seems poetic in some way.
It is. It is, because it's the exact same way Vanessa lost. but the opposite, which is what I've been saying since like week one of this damn game, because she had the perfect logic, but she failed to see the emotional. She failed to see that Steve was not actually with her, and it cost her the win. And it's the same thing could happen, but the opposite with Tyler. It's crazy. JC is also talking about like, well, now we were planning on taking Casey to the final three, but now we obviously can't do that. We have to choose between Casey or Sam. We should definitely be taking Sam at this point. And Tyler's like, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously this relies on Tyler running veto, taking off JC, and then Casey going up, because that would be the only option, obviously, at final five, but that's all in JC's mind. He's like made up that this is going to happen.
JC is also, as you guys mentioned, concerned that Sam might win the veto and that Tyler will go up in Sam's place. And Tyler's like, I think I got that. I think we're good. Don't worry. I think I can probably convince Angela to not put me up. And he's like, oh, you better work on that.
Yeah, right. Like, they're not spending every night together now. It's so funny to me, because I don't know. I guess I gave JC more credit than maybe he deserves for seeing certain relationships in the house when obviously he's not. So I don't really know where to land on JC.
I feel like JC's in denial. Like, I feel like he was playing detective for so long with our Angela and Tyler a thing. And like, he just wants Tyler for himself. He's wanted Tyler for himself for so long. And I feel like day by day, he's seeing Tyler get distant with him and like be further away. And I don't know. I feel like he's just convinced himself that they were meant to be. And now they're on Yatus and he doesn't like it.
I think that JC felt like he was in a good spot riding the middle between Tyler and Brett, and that they were going to be able to take Angela out. And once Angela was out, then, you know, the one blind spot he had was that Tyler was a lot closer to Casey than he thought. But regardless, he was still in a pretty good spot moving from that point forward. And then he got kind of blindsided with, oh, crap, Brett's gone now. Tyler's with these people, like, I am screwed. And I think he recognizes he's screwed. He'll talk to the cameras a little bit later and be like, I think I'm gonna go home this week. But so now he's like, okay, where do I even go from here? This is why he's so mad at Tyler, but he also needs Tyler, because I think he also recognizes that he can't, there's nowhere he can get in with Angela and Casey. It's not like he can turn them on Tyler. Tyler's prepared them, you know, to the end of time with, you know, oh, JC thinks we're a thing. I've lied to JC so much. So even if JC rats Tyler out from like day one, it'll be like, yeah, Tyler's told us about all of this. You know, he's on the block next to Sam, so his only recourse is Tyler. And I think he's really annoyed with Tyler, but he's like, this is all I've got. And I've got to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. We were actually talking about that, about the, you know, whether or not we sort of agreed with Tyler's move. And, you know, yeah, he's going to upset JC by putting JC on the block with the back door of Brett. But like you said, JC has literally no one else to turn to. You know, who's he going to like be BFFs with? Sam? So it totally makes sense that he then has to hang on to Tyler and try to get something to work. But I mean, Tyler's mind is made up.
Yeah. So there you go. That was JC and Tyler. Angela and Casey are going to talk a little bit. They're going to confirm they are, in fact, sending Sam home. So that is the case. Angela and Casey, they do feel bad for JC until they find out that he's pissed, and then they're not going to feel as bad.
Yeah, it's like, oh, JC, you know, this is the first time he's on the outs. Oh, you know, but yeah, they seem to not really care. And Angela especially does not care. The typical Angela fashion.
Well, because at first she was like, oh, man, I actually felt bad. It was like nominating a little kid, like he's got the puppy dog eyes. And then Casey is going to have a conversation with JC. JC says he's kind of annoyed. He's kind of concerned because Angela never told him that he was the pawn. She gives him some reassurance, says you're fine. But when Angela finds out that JC is not happy, she's like, well, we'll screw him anyway. I never liked him.
Yeah. I don't know. Very Angela behavior. And also, you know, again, they're down to final five. Like, you're not going to be friends with everybody at this point. Although it seems like Angela, Casey, and Tyler really haven't thought, or at least Angela hasn't thought past final three, or Casey hasn't thought past final three. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're just thinking it's one big happy family. And then at final three, yay, we all win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Casey and Angela never talk about like who they're going, because it's a given that they're going to be sitting next to Tyler. But they never talk about like final two with Tyler. They never talk about like who gets what votes in the end. It's all about, all right, so we're going to do this and then we're going to do this and then final three, we did it. And you know, then you like JC is like, oh, we need this person in the final three, but then down to this person, you can't beat this person in the end. JC definitely thinking about the end game. Obviously, I imagine Tyler's thinking about the end game. He talks about the end game with JC, but again, it's just a matter of like what is Tyler thinking about the end? I'm so tempted to think, obviously he's going to take Angela, but I don't want to give him that credit necessarily, because I don't know if I can trust him to make that decision. And I also don't even know for sure that Casey beats Tyler necessarily, or that Tyler necessarily beats Angela. Honestly, I think it's all over the place. I think theoretically any one of those three could be our winner. You know, even JC, I think JC would need to win two competitions to get to the end. But if he got to the end, I think JC wins, period, at this point.
I mean, if Paris could win two at the end, why can't JC? It's not impossible, right? What I wanted to talk about was the fact that level six has been winning. Like we've talked about the statistics the last couple of days. The fact that they've pretty much won everything since Brett won that one veto that sent Scotty home. Like, that's not a joke for these people. Like, I feel like everyone's talking about how obviously both the girls want to sit with Tyler, which is why they're not talking to each other. And they're not trying to like figure out a like, you know, third plan, because Tyler's fine and they're together. As long as they're winning all these things, they're just being way too complacent and they're not trying to talk about what comes next. Until they get to the three of them being together, kumbaya, like they've been dreaming about since Rachel went out, they're not really going to be thinking about that next step. So it will get messy when we get there at the end, but we have to wait for that to happen. Also, the reason I think JC is trying to spiral out of control, obviously we're at the end, but Liana alluded to this to me earlier today, is that JC predicted he was going to go out fifth before the season. And now we're sitting here at five and he's just really worried that his prediction is going to come true.
Yes, it's definitely he talks to the cameras. He says that he thought he would go out at five. So he's definitely very concerned that he does. But if he survives this week, he's going to start practicing his final two speech, because he's going to feel a little bit better. But unfortunately, I think he's very likely to go out at four.
I like that was JC's test, was like, if I can make it past this week, then I'm definitely fine. Like, there aren't more opportunities for you to be cut or betrayed by Tyler. Like, this is the one time it could happen.
Yeah. He also mentioned that he does not want Angela to win. I do not want Angela to be the winner of my season. No, sir. She does not deserve it. I don't. I really hope that's our secret, live feed viewers. Don't want Angela to win.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the massive secret, JC. I don't know. I think that in terms of the jury, when we think big picture, I mean, that's why it goes back to your point, Taryn. I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea who could win. You know, we hear people say, like, Brett in his exit interview, didn't he say he was going to vote for Sam over anybody? And I was like, I'm sorry, wait, what? Like, where did that come from? I was like, I figured JC... I don't know. It's going to be so baffling to see, you know, where the jury ends up landing. I feel like it's even more unpredictable than normal.
Like, how are they? What's the justifications here? How is it going to happen? I'm still not fully convinced I know what the jury is going to be thinking, because the one segment we've gotten on the show so far was right before the battle back. So I need to see more of these people together. I need to see more of their discussions and kind of see where everyone's headspace is, and also find out why they're justifying the things the way they are. The fact that you, Taryn, revealed to Amon yesterday that Sam is looking like the front runner for Brett, like, that was baffling to me. So
I do feel like the final two questioning might actually come into play a bit here, just because of how little the jury actually knows about the games that these people have played. I could, you know, if Sam did get there and she starts going off about like, well, so my strategy was that I was a robot and then I had a secret marriage with Brett and there were things going on in my head and Tyler was my rattlesnake the whole game through. And like, I don't know if they actually, I don't know if they can go through with giving her the win. Especially somebody like Brett.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Scotty didn't realize that Fessy was into Haley, so who knows what he'll believe. Like, oh my god, there was a rattlesnake. Rattlesnake-like tendencies.
Yeah. But I also feel like, you know, if it is Tyler and Casey, I could see Casey kind of blowing her chances by being like, wait, the game? No, I was just playing on the team. What do you mean? What do you mean? Why should I win over Tyler? Because I played the game and I was loyal. But I could also see Tyler blowing it for himself. I was controlling the dumb girl, Caitlin, and then I was in control of my whole thing and like being too boastful I don't know. I think that these people don't care enough that they will be so biased going in that they will be unwilling to change their mind. I think that they could theoretically have their mind changed during the question.
I could see that being a big possibility. The one thing I'm worried about with Tyler, Taryn, is that we've all talked about how Tyler, great emotionally, able to really level with people, come off looking good. Everyone likes talking to him. They enjoy him. But then he's been doing these little tidbits of things that are off character for him. So like we've seen him telling Scotty, tell your friends, I did this. The whole two steps ahead with Brett. These don't really match the character profile that he's put out so far. And I feel like the one person we've always talked about, you know, use the goodbye messages to be honest and just level everything out. You alluded to it in this very update that there's not enough information to the jury right now. They still don't know exactly what level 6 was up to. Maybe Brett's going to start opening the floodgates there. But what Tyler needs to do, honestly, is own up the game and don't try and be a showman. Because like as much as I think he can do a showman thing, that is not going to be up to par with what he's been giving the whole season to his house guests. It's his housemates, and that's not going to end well for him. So as long as he's just honest and he plays the emotional line, he can do it. But will he? We'll see.
Yeah, I feel like as a super fan, he should know the code has been cracked. You go to the final two and you give a Josh like or Kevin from Big Brother Canada 5 like this is my dream. This is my passion to be here. Make it about, you know, how grateful you are to have played the game. And that sort of indirectly excuses your behavior, right? Because it's like, I wanted to play as hard as I could. And this was my dream to be here. And I had to go hard. And I love all you guys. And so that's why I made a final two with everyone. And that's why, you know, I played to the best that I could. And I tried to play up this dumb surfer archetype. And it got me here. I think if Tyler makes that speech, I think he wins no matter what, no matter who he's sitting next to. I don't think he's going to make that speech though. Right. So, who knows?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things too, is that type of speech almost, you remove sort of the guessing game of how the jury is going to perceive you because, you know, it's like, okay, do I go from the mastermind edit? Do I go from the like, you know, no blood on my hands type approach? But if he's just like, I'm just a super fan, regardless of whatever his behavior was, it's like, please excuse this, you know, because I'm such a super fan. And it's sort of a way to just negate whatever preconceived notions the jury has and just attack it from that really heartfelt angle. And I think, yeah, I mean, I think that that's probably his best bet.
Yeah. We then are going to get Angela and JC do have a conversation after Casey tells Angela, like, oh, you never told JC he was the pawn. She tells him, you're the pawn. Don't worry about it. I just didn't want to nominate Casey or Tyler because they didn't nominate me. I just wanted to make sure that didn't happen. It was at this point that I realized now that JC's been nominated twice, Tyler was only ever nominated during the hacker thing. And I don't think he will be nominated until maybe the final three, which doesn't really count. We've been talking about how JC is like got the no nomination statistic, but without the hacker, I think Tyler would have had it.
Plus, I think because it was the hacker twist, like if you count cumulative hours on the block.
He's on the block for like 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly. That was definitely the least amount of time. Yeah. Like he was on the block, just the least out of everybody.
Yeah. There's also like a couple of little things along the day. Sam found out that Casey was the hacker. They let her know that. They told them about Brett's secrets, his job and all that. They're letting some information out.
Yeah, what else happened? JC really wants to convince Tyler that he's gay.
Yeah.
That's another notable thing that happened, which is just like, I don't know. Maybe JC is just panicking. He's like really grasping at straws now. He's like, yeah, the way that, because what was the things that he said? It was like the way that you put lotion on your body after you shower and like you put on chapstick or something. It was very bizarre.
Yeah. I don't know what. Yeah, JC's just trying to win Tyler back, and he's trying to do anything he can to make it happen.
So he's got to convince Tyler that he's gay.
Yeah, and he's inceptioning Tyler is what's going on right now, trying to.
Something that I realized yesterday was that I think that Casey is a lock for the final three at this point. With Angela winning HOH at final five, that was the best thing that could have happened to Casey. It reminds me a lot of Big Brother 18. Casey's essentially in the Nicole spot where Corey had won the final five HOH, which meant that Corey could not win the final four HOH, which basically guaranteed Nicole safety because either Corey wins the veto and he doesn't evict Nicole and she's safe, or Corey doesn't win the veto and he always leaves before her. And since he can't win HOH, he will always be there to leave before her. The same is true for Casey, where now that Angela cannot win the final four HOH, even if JC wins the veto, JC will be choosing to evict Angela over Casey. And so unless Tyler turns on Casey and then subsequently turns Angela on Casey before JC, Casey should be completely safe in the final four. She should be a lock for the final three. And obviously, Tyler is also a lock for the final three. I guess the worst thing that could happen for Casey is if JC won the final four HOH. And then again, it's like Tyler would have to choose between Angela and Casey. And then at that point, Casey would choose to evict Casey over Tyler. So she's not as much of a lock as Nicole was, but it's pretty close. It would take an effort to get Casey out before the final three at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is the like specific set of circumstances where it's like JC wins HOH, Angela wins veto is the only situation I think in which that happens. So I mean, the likelihood of that is so low. And I mean, Tyler is definitely a lock for final three.
Yeah, he's been a lock for the final three for like 5 weeks now.
Yeah, right, exactly. 10 people left in the house. So, we'll definitely see that happen.
Yeah. So that's just an interesting thing to track there. Anything else, guys? There's, again, really not too much to talk about yesterday, but we've done a good job so far.
Yeah,
I would say so. Well, I saw something in the chat. So someone said, will Tyler choose love or money? And I think that is exactly how Tyler sees it, which is an issue. Because Tyler feels like, or it seems like, if I pick her to the end, I'm picking that I'm losing. Where he doesn't realize that, honestly, in this scenario, take your showmance because it's hand in hand. Like, again, we go back to this discussion of him taking Casey and doing the whole, she was my day one, that's how I came to the end, not gonna work in this scenario. But taking Angela, who's pissed people off, and like, sure, you guys like each other and everything, you're not gonna get punished for that, because if it's based on the merits of your game, you've done better than Angela. You're not gonna seem like you've been dragged to the end by Angela in any way. So that's just something I want
what to no okay no it's not love versus money. It's no. Okay. Yeah. It's because Tyler has this, like, this stigma that he feels like he can't take Angela because it feels like he's choosing love.
That's what
is
I'm
that
saying.
What you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because I need to know what's going through Tyler's head. It's like, does he think that he'd lose to Angela? I can't right. imagine so. Is it just like an image thing, as you're saying, where it's like he just doesn't want to be seen as choosing his showmance? And but because he was planning on taking Casey before he got into a showmance with Angela, so it's like is that really or is it just a loyalty thing where he made the coast to coast alliance and he wanted to stick to that? Like I honestly don't know, and I want to know.
Again, if there's only a way for us to learn right. what Tyler's thinking.
All this could be for all we know, like the second Scotty came back in saying the jury hates Angela, Tyler was like, oh, I'm taking Angela. Like that could have happened, and we could be talking about Casey as our potential winner for weeks and weeks, and it never even mattered in the first place because he was always planning on taking Angela. We don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, like, I feel like his narrative for the last couple of weeks of like, oh, I can't let this girl like get in the way. Like, I've been playing this game. And now, like, you know, obviously they start off with a peck. Now they're doing stuff. Now they're getting called into the DR mid stuff. Like, if this keeps continuing more and more, I wonder if Tyler ends up, you know, switching his mind or convincing himself that this is the right call. Like, that emotional attachment gets him. I still don't think it will happen because I think the idea that he'd have to stand there and look at Casey and be like, Casey, I'm cutting you. Mm-hmm. After Casey's been such a loyal level six person and has been his ride or die from the beginning, I don't think he has the stones to do that anymore. So that's why it gets interesting. Again, clarity would be amazing, but then we wouldn't have speculation, which is also pretty fun.
Yeah, that's the only reason this update has gone so long. Because yeah. We don't know what Tyler's thinking.
Yeah, this would have been done 10-10.
Yeah. You know, a couple of people in the chat here, AW and Eli are both saying AW said, I don't want to be blindsided, which is true. Rich said he doesn't want to. He's putting off thinking about it. And then Eli says he may not even know yet. I think that's probably the case. I think that we did get a diary room from Tyler a few weeks ago where he talked about like it's getting down to a point where I'm only going to have allies left in the house. So, you know, I'll just deal with it when it comes. Like, I'm just going to stay loyal to all of my allies until I have to turn on them. I think that might be what he's doing with Angela and Casey at this point. Maybe he's like, if I have to decide, I'll have to decide, and I'll decide at that point. And before then, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, what's so bizarre to me is that Tyler, I haven't seen Tyler go through the jury votes or think, you know, this is who I have, this is who I don't have. And it's just very bizarre that he hasn't done that. And so, yeah, I mean, that I think gives credence to the theory that he's just not thinking about it and he's just going to wait till it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably just hoping it works itself out and that, like, you know, that would be great. And I think he probably thinks he can beat either of them. So ultimately, it won't matter and that he'll just figure out, like, who's going to be less mad at him when it comes down to it. So maybe that's the case. But again, yeah, I wish we had some more insight about that. That'd be nice to have.
Would be nice, yeah.
I feel like I had something else, but I forgot what it was. So
yeah, okay. Well,
the Lou Effie wants to know, is there any chance Angela cuts him now? No.
Yeah, nah, I don't think so. Nah. No. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the record, okay, this is what I was gonna say. I think that Tyler should take Casey out this week. I think that if Casey doesn't win the veto, he should convince Angela to cut Casey and put her up on the block and vote and send her home. I think that then they take JC out, take Sam and Angela to the final three. And I think Tyler's won the game. That's what I think he should do, but I don't think he's going to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, in terms of all the jury variability, Casey is sort of the one person that we've talked at least a little bit more consistently about being, at least having a higher chance to win. So yeah, if he can cut her now, especially because in terms of competition wins, you know, Casey and Angela are obviously the other two strong competitors. Like JC and Sam aren't really going to win anything. So
Yeah, no, you're right. This is exactly what he should do, but it's very unlikely that he'll do it because, again, what happens when you're good with everybody? You kind of, you're like, let future Tyler take care of having to do the drama. Like, I'm sitting well right now. I'm just going to go coast to coast till the end until I have to do something about it.
Yeah, he did have a conversation with Angela where they talked about we had to talk about the moment, the secret in DR. And they were like, you know, we just can't let Casey find out the true extent of our relationship because, you know, she's loyal, but is she that loyal?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
The answer.
But they do feel the need to keep this from Casey. Tyler could maybe use that, Casey, she's found out she's gonna try and split us up, you know, like, I don't know, but,
yeah, I mean, I think if he wants to do it, he can, like, he has all the tools at his disposal. It's just, he's not going to.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, that is our update for today. We did it. This is a pretty good one.
Good job, gang.
Yeah. this could have been like 5 minutes. So
sorry.
hopefully, look, anytime it's short, I get a lot of complaints. So I try to, you know, get some good discussion in every morning. And luckily, you know, even with the slow feeds, there's enough discussion to go around here. So, all right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. I will, of course, be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on anything that happens today on the live feeds. And then tomorrow night, I will be live to recap the Sunday night episode. We'll talk all about the concert.
Oh, boy.
It'll be great. How Angela and Tyler were meant to be. I don't know the song. Meant to be. They were meant to be.
Yeah.
Oh, meant to be.
You nailed it.
I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Exactly.
Definitely how it goes. then, of course, Tuesday night, the roundtable will convene and we'll talk all about everything that's been happening. So we'll have a lot of fun. Thank you again for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren. You can follow Puya at PuyaIsm. You can follow Liana at Liana Boris. And thanks for joining us. We will see you next time.